Hello and welcome back to the Finding Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you get closer to your true authentic self by helping you find your feet in life. This is episode 56 and today it is just me, myself, Abby for a mini bonus episode, and today I'm going to be talking about the importance of expanders. And if you don't know what they are, you're in for a treat. And basically just about the importance of everything you consume, because what you consume, you become. But before I get into the episode, just a quick word from the people who made this podcast possible. That is our sponsor, BetterHelp. That's Help, H-E-L-P. And we are so, so proud to be partnered with this company whose mission is to help you start living a happier life today. BetterHelp is a professional online counseling service and they can set you up with a therapist in under 48 hours. They have a huge range of expertise so you can find the right person for you. And even if it turns out that you're not too keen on the therapist you're originally paired with, you can actually change for free until you're happy. It's a professional online counseling service and it's available for clients all over the world. You can access your account at any time and you will always receive a quick response. If you are someone that's always found the idea of going to a therapist a bit overwhelming, this could be great for you because there's like no awkward waiting rooms, no appointments, everything is done online. BetterHelp receive incredible reviews, so if you do want to go and check out them before you go ahead with it, you can head to betterhelp.com/reviews. But the best thing about BetterHelp is also that it's way more affordable than your traditional offline counseling. And not only that, BetterHelp have very kindly given our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just head to the link betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That's betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet to get you started on your journey. And as we always say, there's absolutely no shame in therapy. If you feel like you need the help, you are so, so worth it. And honestly, sometimes me and Grace have to like pinch ourselves that we are sponsored by BetterHelp because we are so proud and so grateful, because I just think it's amazing that, I mean, decades ago, people would have only dreamt of something like this. It's honestly fabulous, the help that you can get nowadays. So yeah, if you feel like you need the help, don't hold back. If you have any questions at all, just come and talk to us on Instagram. We'd be very happy to help. But now let's get into the episode. Okay, so I'm just going to start with talking about the actual importance of everything you consume, everything you read, everything you watch, the people you surround yourself with. You literally become a product of them, even if you don't want to believe that. We are literally built to follow the path of least resistance and to also like follow our peers for survival, because that's the way we're intrinsically wired from way, way back in the day. We would follow what everyone else was doing in better chance of survival and better chance for evolution. But that is still deep within us. So everything we consume and all the people around us, we become like them whether we like it or not. We are also wired to stay within our comfort zones because that is what is comfortable, and we don't want anything that's going to put us at threat or put our ego at threat. We want to stay comfortable. We want to stay in alignment with survival. So when it comes to wanting to grow and push out of your comfort zone, you have to be very conscious of everything you're consuming, because if you're listening to this podcast, then more than likely you are someone that really wants to grow and push past your limits. Some people don't want to, and that's totally fine. And a great example of this is like social media. And I always use social media as an example just because literally everyone is on it to some degree. And I genuinely think it is scary how much time we spend on it. But if you think about it, say you follow, let's just say 100 people, and they all have a negative mindset and they play the victim and they think life is hard. More than likely, you are going to think life is hard because that is what you are consuming every single day. That is what is going into your conscious and your subconscious. You are literally feeding it negativity. As well with the news is a great example. Like, of course, staying aware is very important. But I honestly think the news is wired to make us really anxious and on edge. And it's wired to get you back in survival mode and to live from fear. So if you're watching the news every single day and after it you think, oh my God, the world is such a scary place. And that is because the news wants you to feel like that. Hope I'm not going to get like sued for saying this. But it's literally all down to our responsibility. Like, if you don't want to view the world in a certain way, then what are you consuming which is making you view the world in that way? If you wake up every day and you say this world is a bloody beautiful place and you fill yourself with people that have the same views, that is what you're going to think. So basically, yeah, to round that up, what you think, you become. So that's why I want to talk about how important expanders actually are. So an expander is someone that completely expands your awareness to what is possible in life. They literally get your limitations and your belief system and they put them right in the bin and they say, you know what? You can do so much more than you think you can. And the best thing about an expander is that they have literally sat there and done the work and they have taken the time to push way past their limitations and they are influencing you to do the same. And like everything in life, it's all about the way you frame it, because there may be some expanders that in the past you've actually looked at and thought, oh my God, I'm really jealous of them, or I really envy what they've done, or they've got it so easy, they had overnight success or something like that, and you might discredit all the work they've put into it. But if you actually look at how you're framing it, it's really important to look at those people, even people that you may still feel a little bit jealous of, and think, wow, they literally show me what is possible. And for that, I am so grateful, because they are expanding my awareness. Also, you will know when you found someone that really expands your awareness, because for every single person, obviously, it's different because we all have different interests. But when you find someone and you think, this person really inspires me and they show me what is possible, it's because they're reflecting to you the potential that you see within yourself. You're not going to be inspired by anyone that you can't relate to and that you don't see a part of yourself within, because you simply won't be interested. I've come across so many people in the past, because I feel like over the years, obviously, my expanders have changed as you get introduced to new people. And I remember way back when, I think Tony Robbins was one of the first people that like really expanded my awareness. I was like, oh my gosh, who is this guy? His documentary on Netflix, if you haven't watched it, absolutely fabulous. I'm sure it's called I Am Not Your Guru. I will put it in the show notes. And I remember feeling like so expanded by him. Like, I watched the documentary and I was like, oh my God, this is possible. But somebody else could have watched that documentary and thought, okay, because they're not that interested. They don't see their potential within him. I mean, I only aim to be as great as Tony Robbins. Like, let's aim high, guys. And these expanders are literally so important, because as I said at the start, everything you consume, you become. And those limitations you set on yourself will stay set in stone if you do not question them. Our biggest limit with everything in life is our mind. Literally all your dreams, everything you want to achieve, your mind will stop you before anything else. Literally anything. There's this part in Atomic Habits by James Clear, which I keep mentioning in the last few episodes because it's just a great book. But he says, people get so caught up in the fact that they have limitations that they barely exert the effort required to get close to them. And when I read that, I was like, that is so true. A lot of people will think of all the dreams, everything they want to do. They'll put them on a pedestal and think, well, so many people have done this. But honestly, most people have probably taught themselves out of it. And that's why we need expanders. We need people that have really pushed past their limits. And them expanders that are going to expand your awareness, they would have 100% looked up to expanders to get themselves there. It's just like a feedback loop of motivation and positivity. And it's just really important that you look up to those people in order to head in the direction of where you want to go. So going back to the mirrors, I think this is the most beautiful part about expanders, because it really just makes you reflect. Like, have a think now, who really expands your awareness? Who do you really, really look up to within your field? What qualities do they have which you have within yourself? Whether you are practicing those qualities or not, they are inviting you to grow into them. I think expanders are just amazing, and they're such an important part of our growth. And if you do want to think a bit more into it in terms of your expanders, if there is someone now that you think, I look up to this person, but I feel like they're still really out of reach, you have to question things like, are you putting them on a pedestal? At the end of the day, they're just human and they've just pushed past their limitations and they're reflecting you to do the same. Are you blocking yourself from things they may have achieved? If you're telling yourself you're not worthy, then you're going to block yourself. Or are you confused because they're reflecting aspects to you which have been kind of like pushed out of you, maybe by just the society you grew up in or something your parents taught you? Maybe you're looking up to someone and that's expanding your awareness and you're thinking, why is this person even inspiring me? It's probably because deep in your soul, they have something that you want. And that's fine. Just kind of naturally gravitate towards who expands your awareness and question, why are they expanding my awareness? And then consume them. Consume everything they do. Look up to what they've done. See how they've done it, what kind of tricks they use, how they push past the comfort zones. Reach out to them if you can, or if it's someone that's like on a podcast, YouTube, something like that. Just watch them as much as you can. Use them as a tool for you to see what is possible for your life, because they did it with people and you can do it with them. Don't consume people that make you feel like the world is small and the world is a bad place to be and everyone has limitations and there's only so far you can go, and think about the risks. Nah, don't think about that. Go after your dreams. Go with what your gut says. Look up to people that really inspire you and spend as much time as you can being expanded by those people that you look up to. At the end of the day, we literally have around 60,000 thoughts a day, and 95% of them were the same as yesterday. So when you think about that little 5%, what kind of thoughts do you want to be filling your mind with? I know for sure I want to be filling mine with amazing ones. If you are wondering what kind of people me and Grace look up to, when I literally sit and think about two expanders that really inspire me, the first two people that pop into my head are the sensational Ella Ringrose, who has been on our podcast before. Just me and Grace just absolutely love her. She reflects a lot to us, and also the fact that she's like a really similar age to us. I think your expanders, it's also great if they're really relatable to you. And then the second one, I would say the incredible Amy Rushworth, who was on one of our very recent episodes. She's also such an expander. She's stepped into her power. She shows women what is possible. She earns incredible money by literally working just a few hours a day because she is living in her truth. And to me, that is just such an expander. And one last thing, really, when you're thinking about your expanders, really show gratitude for them as well. Because they, as I said, they did the work, they got out their own way and they stood in their truth and they stood in their power and they're actually influencing others to do the same. And they didn't need to do that. So we have to show such gratitude for that. I am so, so grateful for all the expanders within my awareness. And Grace is one of my expanders for sure. She inspires me every single day. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that little episode and I hope it helped you have a little reflect on the kind of things you're consuming, because as I said, it is way more important than we think. And also just a little reflection on the people you look up to. What do you see in them? What qualities do they have that you would love to enrich in yourself? And if you don't feel like you have many expanders in your life and you're thinking, oh my God, I need some expanders, then go and look for them. You'll naturally gravitate towards certain people. This is being released on Sunday, which is the day of our second webinar, the self-love webinar. I'm so excited. If you are coming, I will see you there later tonight. And if you did come and you're just listening in a different time warp, then thank you for coming. I appreciate you so, so much. And if you didn't come at all, then maybe you can come to the next one. But all I can say is I'm so, so excited. Have a fabulous week, everyone. And oh my, you're actually in for a treat on Wednesday's episode because it is a mad one. See you then. Bye.